This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Obama administration had a great opportunity to solve this crisis a long time ago when he said the red line in the sand. And when he didn't cross that line after making the threat, I think that set us back a long ways, not only in Syria, but in many other parts of the world, because it was a blank threat.
The United States sees yesterday's attack as a disgrace at the highest level, an assurance that humanity means nothing to the Syrian government.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, there. And before that, of course, President Trump blaming the previous President Obama for this chemical attack as far as that red line is concerned. Lori Lewis joined us in our last episode. We talked about that a bit from Talk Media News. So the rhetoric, Lori, has just ratcheted up on Syria, and President Trump is sticking with the blame the other guys for this. And it looks like Nikki Haley is saying that the U.S. is open to using military action. What have you heard in Washington?
Yeah, you said that the U.S. position has ratcheted up. I'd go a step further than that and kind of say the U.S. position seems like it may have taken a radically different stance. The Trump administration had said that they were focused on fighting ISIS in Syria, that the fate of embattled President Bashar al-Assad was something for the Syrian people to decide. And this, what we heard today, was President Trump saying that this chemical attack changed things for him. He said that this attack, right, changed his position on Assad in the civil war, and signaled that something could happen. So we don't know what that is yet, though. And I will say something that is coming out of the Pentagon, and this isn't my reporting. This is from Nancy Youssef of BuzzFeed News. She was saying that the Pentagon's a little confused about this. She talked to a couple defense officials off the record and said that they're not sure what exactly President Trump wants for the Assad regime. You know, does he want Assad to stop using chemical weapons? Does he want a complete regime change? Does he want a negotiated settlement? Or were, again, his comments simply rhetoric? So still decoding those.
I like that, decoding. It seems like we're always decoding. Anyway, the other thing was Steve Bannon. The fact that, in a way, he was pushed aside when it comes to defense, like kind of a demotion, I would say, for Steve Bannon. What was that all about?
So what's going on there, according to reports, is that Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, who is the National Security Advisor, is doing a cabinet reshuffle, and with that, he wanted to get political figures out of the NSC, so he pushed Bannon out. And from what I've seen, it's him trying to make sure that the NSC is a place, right, that is not politicized, but is a place that brings the president the facts of the matter. And in doing that, he also elevated the positions of senior security roles that had been demoted when Trump reshuffled the NSC. So this looks McMaster changing things now that Flynn is out and he's in.
Yeah, so kind of a victory for McMaster, because I think that's what he wanted.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. In the meantime, too, healthcare, I always say, what's in your wallet, a crumpled up card that we're not sure how much coverage you're actually getting. And the conversation about healthcare, of course, is very loud across the U.S. And the Republicans so far don't have an answer. I heard today that the president might be getting closer to that. Is that just nonsense? Or no, we might be getting closer to something resembling what they're saying is a repeal of the Affordable Care Act?
So I've seen the same reports as you did, and I was at the White House today, and when I was walking out there were a couple Republican lawmakers who were walking in, and I heard from other reporters that there were a couple people who were still inside. So this seems like this is something that President Trump is working hard with Republican colleagues in Congress to work out. But, you know, whether Congress is going to push something by the time that they're set, or at least the House is set to leave Thursday morning for this two-week break, it doesn't appear that way right now.
Wow. When you went to the White House today, what's that like? You know, of course, you know that on Saturday Night Live they portray it pretty funny when they show Sean Spicer, a.k.a. Melissa McCarthy, going back and forth with the reporters. What was that experience like for you at the White House?
Yeah, well, the White House, it depends on what sort of venue you're participating in press events at the White House. So when I was there today, there was a morning briefing that had to do with regulations and you know, how President Trump wants to roll back government regulations. There was a briefing about that I actually didn't attend, but something like that, you know, it's a group of people standing in a semicircle who, in that kind of informal sort of gathering is called a gaggle sometimes. And that's, you know, a friendly sort of banter. What I actually wound up attending was the meeting, was the joint press conference with the Jordanian king. And something like that's very formal, right? The reporters who have RSVP'd for it have their seats picked out by the White House. It's very choreographed. You get two questions from the Jordanian press and two questions from the U.S. press. And you can normally guess that those questions are going to be based on what the headlines are.
Wow. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, what happens in, I guess you really have covered, for people listening to us, this is kind of fascinating. You've been at the White House. You've been at all the other places around town, too, like the Pentagon, et cetera, right?
Yeah, that's right. Something, working for Talk Media News, we're a very small company, as you know, and that means jumping around to the various branches of the government and the various parts of it.
Nice. So who gets the short straw? Is that what you do in the morning? You draw straws?
Who gets the short straw? Normally Justin.
I like that, Justin. All right, Lori Lewis, have a good one, and thanks so much.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends. You know, and it's interesting, too, when you go to some of the reporter areas, it depends on where you are as to what else is going on there and how you kind of work your way into the good graces or the other list for the White House, the Pentagon, the Capitol. There is sort of a pecking order, I guess I'll say. Yeah, it's a little bit of a pecking order. How can you be completely objective? There are reporters that some would like and some wouldn't like, and it might depend on what side of the aisle you're from, might depend on how long you've been there. It's an interesting deal when you go to Washington, you cover Washington politics right there in the city, not just dropping in to the District of Columbia here and there. It's a little bit different as you drop in versus somebody who is there all the time. So the big shakeup is what we talked about with Lori Lewis, and that's the fact that Bannon gets pushed out of a major role from National Security Council. Wow. We come back. Stairs, balls, and one ticket. What do they have in common? We're talking about them on the flip side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Tonight, coming up at the tail end of the hour, we have our Fruits and Nuts Shred It and Bingo segment with our own technical maestro, Nathan Reeder. I hope he knows that he's on deck, but if he isn't, I've alerted him to the fact that he is. Before we get there, though, we're going to dive back into the horror of Syria and the latest conversation. However, in this segment, stairs, balls, and one ticket, that's what I was talking about. What do they have in common? I mentioned I was going to speak about all of those things and throw in a few others as well. I like to call it odds and ends. Shia LaBeouf can't be happy about this. His film sold one ticket in England. Yeah, he has a new war movie apparently out. It's called Man Down, and it opened this past weekend. Only one ticket was bought. I've never heard that. You know, you hear that movie's bombed, and you see that the box office is weak, but one ticket? It was screened at a theater, Real Cinema, in Burnley, England, and they try to measure it. You know, there's a company called ComScore. And it raked in $8.70. $8.70. £7 worth. Man Down was released on demand in the same time, at the same time, will be out on DVD and Blu-ray next month. The film is about LaBeouf as a Marine who searches for his estranged son after returning from a tour of Afghanistan. It was actually released, limited release, in December 2016, and just flat out bombed. Can I say that again? Bombed. So, I guess the idea was, let's test it in England. Maybe someone will like it there. Maybe we'll fill the theater. Or get a few people to go out. No, people wanted to stay home and drink tea. They didn't go out and see his film. How embarrassing for him, though, because they blast that out all over the place. I've never heard of such a thing, no matter how many places a movie was screened, of one ticket selling. I wonder if there's more to the story. I actually tried to contact the theater. They have not gotten back to me. Maybe, perhaps there was a rush because people felt sorry for Shia LaBeouf and people decided they were going to go and see it. Whew. When you're an athlete, especially when you're number one in any sport, you know that lots of things can happen to you. Take great care of yourself physically. DJ Dustin Johnson might not be able to play in the Masters because of a back injury. Here's what happened. He injured his back after falling down a set of stairs on Wednesday. His manager is saying he hopes to play in the Masters. He came to Augusta on the best run of his career. He's the top-ranked dude. He's won his last three PGA Tour events. He finished third at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am before that. So talk about a hot streak. He actually was listed as one of the favorites, of course, 11-2 odds to win the Masters. He won the U.S. Open last year, the first major championship of his career. He tied for fourth at 1 under par, just 4 shots behind last year's winner, Danny Willett. So now because he tripped down some stairs, he can't, most likely can't compete. If his back is really bugging him, there's no way, because he's not going to be able to take those 4 days. If you throw in the Pro-Am, too, but I guess he could be excused from that. But you need that back, that torque, when you play the great game of golf. Even if the swing looks nice and easy, which absolutely does it, but you have to have your back. Lots of players injure their backs. Look at Tiger Woods. It's been a couple of surgeries for him in less than 2 years, and it's taken him out of the game for now. Who knows if he even comes back? He tried to practice for the Masters and couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. It was too painful. Absolutely. St. Louis Cardinals right fielder Stephen Piscotty, I love his name, only had one plate appearance in the fifth inning of Tuesday night's game against the Cubbies, but that didn't stop the baseballs from acting like magnets to his body. It was so bizarre. I've never seen this. I had to even go and look at it. I watched one of them live. But it was a weird sequence of events. Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta hit Piscotty on his right arm with an 89-mile-an-hour pitch. Then two batters later, he swiped second on a wild pitch, but not without the throw beating him. And then he tried to score from second on an infield hit, and he got hit in the head by the throw home. That is nasty stuff. He had to leave the game after the final play. They're going to evaluate him. They're going to do these concussion tests to make sure that they come back clean and he can continue to play at least in the next couple of games. As I mentioned, I've never seen in all my years of watching sports or covering sports or any of that, I've never seen anybody get hit 3 different times and 3 different ways. 3 different ways the guy got beamed. Oh. So the Cardinals and the Cubs means, yes, we are back to baseball. The season has begun, and the Cubs are in a rare position of where they are defending their championship World Series history-making run. Last year, just remember, Game 7. Very bizarre. Talk about bizarre, right? By the way, the game later in the day, postponed on Wednesday, the Cubs and the Cardinals. You know, there's been some wicked weather. For those of you living in the parts of the Midwest, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It wouldn't be a week on America Tonight if in some way, somehow, I wasn't talking about weather curveballs. Whether it's hail, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever it is, frying in the sun, freezing cold, bunches of snow. I mean, look, it's the weather. It's the common denominator. We always talk about the weather. But some pretty nasty stuff. So in the kind of weather where trees are bending back and there's high winds, you're probably not, you're just not going to do it. You're not going to play baseball. You're not going to get it in. There's no way. Hey, speaking of baseball and odd partnerships, Derek Jeter, Jeb Bush, among those bidding for the Marlins. Yeah. So the Marlins are on the open market, and there's a bidding war. The former New York Yankee shortstop has expressed interest in purchasing the team, along with the former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, in separate groups. They want to do it. Jeffrey Loria has made a few attempts to sell the team. Supposedly there was some sort of a handshake agreement, but that blew up. So with that happening, instead, now you have this other interest. Remember, Jeter retired in 2014 after spending 20 years with the Yankees. He's definitely a Hall of Famer. He made over $265 in his career. That's just salary. And he is interested and has apparently a group around him. Be interesting to see what kind of a baseball owner Derek Jeter would be. He loves the game and knows the game, certainly. So I would say there'd be a pretty good chance that he'd be a pretty good owner. Jeter would be. But Jeb Bush, too. Baseball certainly runs in his family. And they're just one piece of the ownership groups that they would be involved with. So they wouldn't completely, it wouldn't be their team, their family owning it. If there would be other people that would be mixed in as well to that bid. Speaking of bids, bids are also rolling in, part of a quick odds and ends for the Mexican border wall. I've talked about this before, but there's even more people interested. Contractors have submitted bids for the first step of a border wall. The first round of bids is only to design and build the prototypes in the San Diego border area. The deadline was to get them in by April 4th. Construction of the prototypes could start within weeks, could be months, if not years, before construction of the actual wall starts. So the department decides how many prototypes to build once it sees the submissions. That's pretty interesting. It would take years to build it, and then you do the prototypes. What if we had a changing of the guard at president, and they, whoever it was, ixnayed the wall? Ugh, construction that's not finished. Stay with us.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Then the pilot told me to be careful, he was carrying live ammunition. At that time, I ran back and checked with my parents.
With this F-16 fighter crash in Maryland. So Patrick Dotson reported that he had just jumped out onto his front porch on Wednesday. You could hear there in Clinton, Maryland, when a noise made him glance up and jump. Planes were nothing new, of course, in that hood with that airstrip a mile away and Joint Base Andrews just north. So, that, you know, you're going to hear kind of, you're going to hear stuff. You're going to see it. But he said he never thought he would run toward a falling jet. That F-16 that took off from Andrews a few minutes earlier was headed with three other aircraft to Pennsylvania for a surface attack training mission. It had mechanical problems, boom, almost right away. So the pilot safely ditched. The plane plunged into the woods, flanked by suburban cul-de-sacs. The crash was close enough to spray debris and set small brush fires in the surrounding neighborhoods. But, seriously, it's remarkable. Nobody was seriously injured or damaged or any of that kind of stuff locally at all. The crazy thing of it is plumes of black smoke pouring out the side of it. And then you think, that's a $20 million fighter that just was crippled. And luckily the pilot, you know, the pilot bailed out. And since we live in the world of, I can't believe what I'm seeing and let me throw up my cell phone and get some video, there is video all over the place of this because that's exactly what happened. You know, I step out and I look up and I hear this noise and I start rolling. And so that's what happened. started rolling and seeing this plane that was obviously in big trouble. I mean, serious trouble. And the pilot, as I mentioned, the pilot was able to get out. That's what's good. And that nobody else was hurt, because it would be so easy when you think of those houses for there to be something that could have taken out, a crash that could have taken out way, way, way too many people. Prince George's County, Maryland. And seeing at it from, I saw it from a sky view, you knew, oh, yeah, this is a plane that's down because of the way the smoke is and the rest of the surrounding areas around it where there's nothing. I mean, it's just, you can tell. You can tell that's what's happened here. But the good news is what I keep mentioning, that you didn't have a worse scenario, and it easily could have been that, because you can only control so much. No matter what kind of pilot this pilot was, he was good enough to be in the aircraft that cost $20 million and in that seat where he was in seemingly in control. But once you start to have mechanical problems, you know it's curtains, you got to bail. You got to bail. All you can do. And speaking of bailing, we've said it now a couple of times. What a segue, huh? We go back to Washington, D.C., and Trump removing Steve Bannon from the National Security Council post. I think it was just too sticky. So the former chair of Breitbart News, who's definitely anti-establishment, was taken out of that position. The National Security Council's cabinet-level principals committee, that was what he was part of. And this shift, as we talked about, was done by the Lieutenant General, H.R. McMaster, who is Trump's national security advisor, who insisted on getting rid of a political advisor from the Situation Room where decisions about war and peace are made. Bannon resisted the move, threatened at one point to quit if it went forward. Supposedly White House sources are saying that. But I guess cooler heads prevailed, and the Bannon people are denying that he threatened to quit. But either way, he's not quitting. He is just being shifted. That's all that's about. But it's so wild. That's what's happened with that national security team. You had Michael Flynn, the retired three-star general, lasted 24 days, then he was forced out because of misleading VP Mike Pence. Other White House officials, you know, knew he had discussed something with the Russian ambassador. With Flynn gone, then really, why did you have to have Bannon there? And, by the way, he kept his security clearance. So he technically could have access, I guess, if he needed to. I would have to say, in that position, he's got to have enemies already inside and outside of the White House. Has to have them. Because so different than anybody else who's been in there. And you think of Karl Rove and how much access Karl Rove had. He wasn't allowed to join the national security meetings. He was not allowed to be in them at all. So for McMaster, it was a no-brainer to make that move, I'm sure. And that was the idea. He's going to revamp the National Security Council that he got from Flynn. So with the hierarchy that way, there had to be a move. And, of course, the president had to know it. Because they're not going to just, I don't think they're just going to shuffle the deck and not have that discussion. I mean, Trump initially supported Bannon's take it or leave it final message to the holdouts from the House Freedom Caucus. But then, needing to win, they grew skeptical and they authorized Pence to resume health care talks. And in this case, then Bannon was playing more of a supportive role. So now there's been a couple of times where his advice has not worked out. And I could say one thing pretty confidently. I think when you look at Donald Trump, he wouldn't hesitate to boot somebody that seemed as though they were pulling him in the wrong direction again and again and again. If that is what's happening with Bannon, then he'll cut that tie if it came down to that. I think this is that particular situation, though, more than probably anything else. That's all that's about, I believe. Yeah. What is it about billionaires and rockets? You know, you have Elon Musk, Tesla dude, Jeff Bezos, who's now selling $1 billion of Amazon stock, well, $1 billion worth of Amazon stock, a year to fund a rocket venture, to fund his Blue Origin rocket company. And he's going to spend about $2.5 billion developing a rocket capable of lifting satellites and eventually people into orbit. Blue Origin is aiming to launch paying passengers on 11-minute suborbital space rides next year. Next year! How would you like that for Christmas? Want one of those rides? Or would you just be too squeamish to try it out? I think you have to have a certain personality. Even where it's more like a slingshot and then you're back. Is there ever any guarantee? No. There is no guarantee. There's no guarantee. So it's one of those, sign the waiver, pay what you have to pay, and go up into space. But there'll be people that will clamor to do that, that's for sure. By the way, you may have heard this, Bill O'Reilly in a lot of controversy lately for the way he's treated some women poorly. The sexual harassment claims have been flying all over the place. There's been some settlements, others questioning his moral compass. But check this out. Bill O'Reilly's ratings for his Fox News program are up 20% over the last week. Even after the New York Times published a report about the sexual harassment lawsuit settlements. So the O'Reilly factor has led all cable news programs on Tuesday, averaging well over 500,000 adults, 25 to 54, the targeted audience for cable news, and with 3.76 million viewers. That viewership is up 20% over last Tuesday. The numbers for the Monday program were also very high in the target group from the previous week. So if anything, the conversation or the allegations or just the stories have made the curiosity factor at O'Reilly's show really, really high. Although the O'Reilly factor, just talking about ratings, has been a leader for Fox News since they decided to launch it in 1996. Can you believe it's been that long? So over 20 years. And even though 20 advertisers have pulled their commercials from the program in response, O'Reilly hasn't said anything on his program, period, about it. I suppose the strategy might be to just stay out of the fray and let it ride, I'm thinking. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo are coming up in just a few here on ATN. And boy, we got a couple of really good ones for you. Can't wait to hear what Nathan has to say. You'll find out along with me on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
My mama said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears. My mama said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears. Now why should I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears? Now why should I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears? You can't hear your teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears, beans in your ears. You can't hear your teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears.
Hey, baby, it's fun. America Tonight. One of my favorite things that we do, and here we are doing it at the tail end of this hour, is not putting beans in our ears, but instead getting ready to welcome Nathan Reeder onto the platform for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan, you have never put anything odd in your ears, right?
No, never. No weird sounds.
No.
No slimy, like, what do you call it when you stick your wet finger in someone else's ear? What do you call that?
Disgusting.
Yes.
Bullying. Brutal.
Bullying. That's right. That is bullying. Oh. That's awful. The thought of that. Oh,
squishy.
Please. It is squishy. Absolutely. You might be disappointed about this to learn, Nathan, that the United States dropped two slots internationally. And you say, two slots internationally in what? In the rankings of desirable tourist destinations, folks. Yes, it's true. The U.S. is sixth among the most tourist-friendly places to visit in the World Economic Forum's Travel and Tourism Competitiveness Report of 2017. Japan and the United Kingdom both jumped ahead of the U.S. In a 387-page report that is compiled every year, Spain, France, and Germany, the top tourist destinations, still there, desirable places. Rounding out the top 10, by the way, Australia, Italy, Canada, and Switzerland. So the U.S. apparently has lost ground in the appeal of its natural resources. The report urged more investment in ground infrastructure. UNESCO lists Florida's Everglades National Park in danger. So the threat of terrorism has also raised security concerns, and there is a decline. How about that? We are not tops. We are not the top dog. In fact, we're all the way down to number six. What do you think, Nathan?
Well, I think the administration is doing a great job of making sure that we're trying to turn that around. I mean, $78,000 of a president's salary going to the national parks, that's probably going to turn us right around.
Yeah. Why don't you multiply that with a few more zeros on there, and then maybe we could talk about that, right?
Oh, wait, is that not a lot of money?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Oh, me oh my oh. So I would say that's what, a shred it for you?
Boop.
Yeah, shred it. I say so, too. Too bad. Boy, it always seems like when I'm in places like Hawaii that I just see nothing but tourists, but maybe that's all changing, or I guess it depends on where you are. I think the best thing to do is, folks, I'll tell you what, you go to New York and put it on your bucket list. You do have to go see it. I mean it. Go to the Statue of Liberty, and maybe because when I was a kid, so my father died when I was 8, and I can remember him pulling me out of school when I was 5 and taking me to the Statue of Liberty. It was just the coolest day ever. And in my lifetime, I've probably been there maybe a dozen times, and as an adult, so 21 and older, like let's say when I went back home, I would, if I was over at the Statue of Liberty, invariably someone would come up to me so excited, just so crazy excited, speaking some other language, so desperate to, they were a tourist, so desperate to get a picture of themselves right there with Lady Liberty, and they'd ask me to take a picture. I don't know how many pictures I've snapped for people when I've been there now with the cell phone in the last couple of years. But I always get a cool feeling about that, like, yeah, that's right. This is the United States of America, and they're so excited to come see the Statue of Liberty. So just thought I'd throw that in there.
Have you ever been to the
Statue?
Cool.
It is cool. Have you ever been to the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, I have.
Was it a cool feeling for you? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was really awesome. I mean, it kind of felt, once I got up inside, it kind of felt like being in the arches, where I mean, in St. Louis. But... you know, outside is where you really just get the perspective. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's important to understand how cool America it is, but, you know, there's so many cool places all around the world. The buzz is about making it in your own backyard, right? You do it by participating. So don't pay as much attention to these rating systems.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. There's so many great things and great people and great things to see in the United States. So how about this not so great? I saw this Pepsi ad, and at first I was confused, and then I went back and looked at it a bunch today. There is this television ad was reality star Kendall Jenner. She left a modeling shoot. So follow me, Nathan, on this. This is a commercial. She is depicted as leaving a modeling shoot to join a protest march after criticism that it was insensitive. Pepsi pulled the ad because they released it on Tuesday. It specifically showed her at this modeling shoot yanking off a blonde wig to reveal her regular dark hair, wiping off her makeup before joining the protesters. She hands a can of Pepsi to one of the police officers standing guard, which makes him smile. The marchers then turn joyous. People took it to social media to say it mocked protest against police violence. Pepsi says they were trying to send a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. And then they said, here it was one day later, because it was such an avalanche of horrible publicity, and the Twittersphere just exploded. They said, clearly we missed the mark. We apologize. We didn't intend to make light of any serious issue. We're removing the content, halting any further rollout. We also apologize for putting Kendall Jenner in this position. Wow.
Yep.
That was stupid. I'm sorry. I don't know what they're thinking. We have this incredible tension, and it crops up in all kinds of ways. And what are they? It just was not. It wasn't appropriate. They just weren't really thinking it all the way through. I understand what their intent was. They just weren't thinking it all the way through.
Maybe they were just caught up in the throes of a sugar high.
Yeah, sugar water. That's what it is. Sugar water. That'll do it to you every time. So they did. It was just bad for, it was bad publicity for them. So it wasn't worth keeping it or arguing about it, and they did what you should do. So I'm going to say bingo that they did that. I'm going to say shred it that the ad agency, when they all sat down, they didn't look at all angles. I mean, listen, I'm a sarcastic person. I know. Sometimes and when you're a humorist, which I would consider myself a humorist, especially when I'm speaking, and you have to tell your story your way, but you also have to be kind of aware. And it's not about, oh, we're too politically sensitive. I think in this case, some terrible things have happened to police and to protesters. So, yeah, wrong time for that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard once you get to international corporate level to play that subtlety.
Right. That's, you nailed it. That's what it is. And there's no explanation. So it's not as though you're on some long-form program. This is just was meant to be a cute commercial that's pumped out, boom, and then it's over. And you're saying, what? I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me. And so that was just no way. It just wasn't going to fly. They had to get rid of it. All right, you're going to love this story. Do you like cats, Nathan?
Oh, my God, I love cats!
So does half of the world. So Jimmy the Cat was reunited with his New Jersey family after 2.5 years. You say, how could that possibly happen? Well, Jimmy the Tabby is definitely back with the family. He went missing for a very long time. He's a 15-year-old brown striped boy. He was found on St. Patrick's Day about 10 miles from his house. He was brought to the West Milford Animal Shelter. Volunteers took a photo, posted it on the shelter's Lost Cat Facebook page. The family found it, and they were reunited!
Cute!
Bingo!
Wow. Wow, total bingo.
Total. Yay for cats! Yay for Jimmy!
Yay for you. Reuniting, like a... Oh, my gosh. I would hug you. I would, no,
that's
I can't.
That's the bacon. Folks, he just had bacon. That's what bacon was.
Bacon eating. And kitty stories. What?
All right, Nathan, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
No.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.